But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we've got holes to them.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, the complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies past, present, and, unfortunately, future. I'm Marie Maloney, and with me, as always, is my co-host...
Marie Maloney.
Cool.
I messed it up. I'm Robert Bacon. You guys, this week we check out the Sony Animation Studios Hotel Transylvania 2, released on September 25th, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Plot synopsis on this one. Dracula and his friends try to bring out the monster in his half-human, half-vampire grandson in order to keep Mavis, that's Dracula's daughter, from leaving the hotel. So it's very similar to the first one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, please don't leave me.
Yeah, let me manipulate you so you stay.
That's probably exactly what's going to happen.
Yep.
if you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a voicemail at 405-418-6278. That is 405-418-NARD. We are going to be doing a recap once we are done, so we'd like to know what you feel about these movies. You could also email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com, and you can find us on all the social media. It's really easy just to search for
us. Yep, just literally search us.
Facts about this movie. It cost $80 million to make.
Awesome.
And it made $169 million.
Of course it did. It's for the kids.
And there's a third one coming, so of course it made money.
Of course it did.
This is the last theatrical release movie from Adam Sandler so far. He's just been doing Netflix movies. Marie, I hate to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
But one of the people that you liked in the first one does not make it into the second one.
CeeLo?
CeeLo Green.
No! Oh, God. I mean, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, CeeLo Green did not reprise his role.
There's no way he was interested in reprising.
Oh, you think that's the reason?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What was it?
CeeLo Green did not reprise his role of the voice of Murray the Mummy due to his arrest.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about this.
Oh, yeah. CeeLo Green was arrested for giving ecstasy to a 33-year-old woman without her knowledge, and then while dining with her in Los Angeles, and then returned to her hotel room.
This motherfucker slipped an ecstasy pill to a woman?
Yep.
Without her knowledge?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You like CeeLo anymore, Marie?
No. Fuck you, CeeLo. Fuck you.
I have destroyed your view of CeeLo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was, there was no rape charges pressed against him because apparently there was no evidence, but he did plead no contest to giving her drugs without her knowledge.
Oh, my God. If I see him driving around town with a girl I love, I'm going to be like, get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car. He drugs people.
The film takes place 7 years after the first Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
So that makes Dracula 539 years old, Mavis 125, and Jonathan 28.
Cool.
Cool. That's a big age difference. Disconcerting.
Oh, the Jonathan and and Mavis?
And Mavis, who is ancient. You ready to listen to the trailer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here it is.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I...
What? That's not how that one goes. What's wrong with suffer, suffer, scream in pain, blood is spilling from your brain.
Daddy.
Come on, you know how I sang it to you. Zombies gnaw you like a plum. Piercing cries and you succumb. Still works. Ever since Johnny and Mavis had their little monster, I've been the happiest vampire in the world!
Are we sure he's a vampire?
Technically, you have until you're 5 to get your vampire fangs.
Oh, he'll get his fangs. He's just like me. Look at him!
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
We've been talking about moving somewhere safer for Dennis.
But then I'll be all alone.
Yeah, don't give me the pouty bat face.
We gotta teach this kid how to be a monster.
Wow.
If we get his fangs to come out, Mavis can't leave. Robbie, you okay out there? He's fine. He's blobby.
Okay, Murray, show him how to be scary.
Oh, mean ho brutunda.
Ow! My back.
For real?
We're so happy you came to visit.
I love California. 48 flavors. This place is open all night. Right, sir?
Yes.
She's gonna wanna move.
I gotta fix this kid now.
How are we doing?
Oh, he's adorable.
How cute.
You know who could fix the kid in a snap? Vlad.
Hi, Dad.
Are we ready to do this?
Guys, we're running out of time.
Sorry, Blobby. We really meant to call you sooner. Okay, fellas, plan B.
Coming through.
Hoppin' on!
Hit it! Are you kidding me?
That's it.
Cool.
I feel like with that trailer, I know exactly what happens in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
That obvious beginning, he gets scared. They do this whole plan of, like, trying to bring the monster out of the kid. And it's not happening, and it's not happening.
Meanwhile, Mavis visits California,
I guess.
They
fall in love with it.
Yeah.
They get, as soon as they give up and they're like, you know what? I accept it. You could leave.
He'll have his fangs.
He'll have his fangs.
Yeah.
And it'll be, like, all for nothing.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And there's going to be tons of pop music, and there's going to be tons of...
I'm down with the Lady Gaga. I just came from a Lady Gaga SoulCycle ride, so I was, like, doing the anyway.
Anyway, format. We watched the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has a one-stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case that there's something that we need to talk about. Last time we watched... the first film, Marie used her stop card for a razor scooter.
Yeah. But wait, Bacon.
What?
Do you think the pee sponge will come back?
If the pee sponge... if the pee sponge is back in, I am so... I would be so happy. Pee sponge?
I'm going to lose my mind if the pee sponge... The pee sponge is back. I hope it's back so bad.
I gotta put that sound. You know what? I'm gonna put that sound in here right now. I gotta put that into my sound effects thing. All right, let's watch this stupid movie. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Stop card.
What? You guys.
Bacon called stop.
We're like 10 minutes in. 5 minutes in.
Wow. Bacon, explain what you just, why you called stop.
You guys, I knew the trailer and movie poster show that they have a child. That they're going to have a child, right? So she's obviously going to be pregnant, but like, I didn't think that they would show her being pregnant for some reason, because it's like a kid's film. I thought they would just like pass that over, you know? I thought the movie would start with the kids already there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way that they reveal it is she goes out for a fly with her dad as bats. And we see her as a human. She does not look pregnant.
No.
And then she starts aggressively flying around with her dad, and she has to catch her breath. So her dad comes over and he's like, "Oh, are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, well, I find it harder, you know, to catch my breath, you know, since I'm pregnant now." And then he's like, "What? Wait, what?"
But then,
and then she takes her wing, which she's covering her stomach, and she opens up her wing, and she is a full pregnant bat. There's a pregnant bat with like a human pregnant stomach.
A human pregnant stomach.
On a fucking bat. And both Marie and I were like, what? Why? What?
It was so off-putting.
It is disturbing.
Yeah.
What? You guys, that is gross.
Why? why?
Also, so if she's Pregos, is it normal human? And then when she turns into a bat, it turns into a bat in her stomach?
What's happening?
She's destroying the fetus.
What?
I don't understand how that works.
I don't either.
It's very... and the
but
way...
maybe it's that it's like it's they just found out. So, like, it's a fetus. So maybe your stomach's bigger because, like, that's the size.
Oh, so... So if she turns into a bat when she's 9 months pregnant, she just wings on a baby. So that's when she turns it later. When
no,
she's like,
she just like can't. She can't turn into a bat later.
She will, and it'll just be a baby. Like all tight, oh, tight God. Skin around it. With little, and she's like, she had to learn the hard way.
Oh, my God.
You guys, and also it's presented, she's sitting on clouds, like
yeah,
they, she has to take a break, on whatever, it's a cartoon, but like the way she's like sitting on a cloud
right.
and then centrally removes her wing to show a bat belly.
A bat ooh, pregnant belly.
What? If the rest of the movie is like this, I cannot wait.
It's
insane.
It's weird,
yep,
that's but what, fun.
That's my stuff.
Yep. All right. Let's go. Let's get back to it. You see me in the spotlight. Ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time.
We're something. Oh, man. Marie, thoughts, feelings, ideas.
It's playing out basically the way we thought it would play out other than the bad pregnancy.
Besides that, oh, man, I took a screenshot of that so we could share it with you guys. This honestly feels like a 30-minute idea that they had to, like, draw
out. Yeah, stretch and draw
It is out. So much filler. And so many jokes that do not hit at all. Even for kids, I don't understand how kids find any of this funny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Except for there was one good bit. And I looked at you and I said, good bit. Adam Sandler's character, Dracula, is painting a painting. And it looks very abstract. It's very like Pablo Picasso.
Yes.
Looking. And he's doing the finger thing. And he's like, oh, that looks cool or whatever. And then somebody walks in and then he motions for his subject to leave and he's just very abstract looking.
He has like a weird abstract like face,
yeah.
Monster face.
And I've
and it
seen
just like
that,
walks sideways.
Sideways,
like,
yeah. And I've seen that bit before, but maybe just because it was like
unexpected.
All the other bits were
yeah.
awful, that I'm like, well, this is just going to be awful again. Like, nope, it was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Also, we saw a cross-dressed Adam Sandler as a nurse when the baby was born.
So bizarre.
Very, still more believable. He was supposed to look like a fake woman, still look more like a woman than Jack and Jill.
Yes, truth.
And then the last thing that I wrote, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth!
One of the worst jokes put to film.
Andy Samberg, what is his name? Johnny?
Johnny.
Johnny is trying to get Dracula to, like, get with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that Dracula just isn't getting it. Classic.
Old people.
Classic, like, boomer generation.
Mm-hmm.
Boomer monsters. Johnny's like, oh, well, maybe you should just use Bluetooth. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll call him over. Bluetooth, and then literally a blue tooth just kind of, like...
waddles
like,
over waddle, with its molars.
Like, yeah, like,
its,
molars
with
over.
With its roots,
yeah.
It yeah, roots it, over.
Like, that's it. It doesn't even say anything. It's,
one
it's,
of the worst jokes.
Bluetooth.
A blue tooth.
A blue tooth.
In my head, I'm like, oh, they're going to use, like, the guy that Bluetooth was named after. The 10th century Danish king, Harald Bluetooth.
I thought that it would just be, like, an old ghost or something and be like, huh? And then you just see, like,
one
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Oh,
yeah.
That'd be better. These are better ideas. A giant Bluetooth walking up was one of the worst jokes I've ever heard. It's bad, you guys. It's not as good as, even close to as good as the first.
They're doing a lot with, like, speeding up time. So, like, very quickly, he's, like, born, and then it's like, oh, it's 1 year birthday. Oh, three year
yeah.
birthday. Oh, we're at, like, 4 and a half. He's gonna be 5 soon, and his fangs still haven't come in.
Somehow they're jumping time and moving forward, but there's nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing is happening. They just keep establishing that, like, Mavis is a good mom, but she's, like, very overprotective and
just like her dad.
Regimented, and then her dad is, like, kind of undermining her at every turn.
Yep.
And it's just, like, cool.
Yeah.
We're, like, more dysfunction. Great.
And Andy Samberg's character is barely in it so far.
Yeah. It's really weird.
And right now we're at a point where, so that there's this plan where...
Also, we don't even understand why he likes it there so much.
Yeah, he just says, like, I could finally be myself.
And yeah, that's basically what does that even mean?
Yeah, it's lazy is what it is.
Yeah.
So there's a plan. Johnny is going to go with Mavis to California to check it out to see if it's the kind of place that they would like to raise their child. So all that gives the writers is, all right, now we have these two. They're going to go have adventure stuff in California.
Right.
And now it's basically... goddamn Grown Ups 2.
Yes.
The cast of Grown Ups 2 with this kid.
With a baby.
Gonna show him.
Or
what,
a kid.
Yeah. Whatever. It's five. Almost five. They're gonna. So it's. This is what the movie's gonna be. And I'm not looking forward to animated version. An hour left of animated version of Grown Ups 2 and California vampire bits.
Right.
How many sun bits are we gonna do?
Yeah. I mean, I do enjoy that. Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman are the voices of Andy Samberg's parents.
That's cool. Like, they've only had like a couple lines though.
Right, but they're going to California right now, so we'll probably see more. So they'll
be
there.
Okay, so maybe there'll be something there. Maybe
yeah,
the California
I hope so.
Side plot will be good. You ready to watch more?
Yeah, let's just get back into it. It's going down for it.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky, spinning this awesome. You guys, if you've ever asked yourself, hey, I love Grown Ups 1 and Grown Ups 2, but I would love it if they were animated. That's exactly what has happened.
Yep.
It's
really bad.
It's really bad. Remember how we said we were excited to see them in California?
They were barely there.
They were barely in California. There was barely a side B plot. And now they're already back. There's a half hour left. So they spent like no time. There's so much filler in this movie, but yet they don't follow through on any of the little plots that they decide to make.
Here's the thing. Like, yeah. I don't even know what to talk about in terms of like the plot because it's just, it fucking sucks.
And it's all over the place.
And it's all over the place. But it's basically just like Dracula ignoring everything and doing whatever the hell he wants. And then it blowing up in his face and him like...
being sad about it.
Yeah, being upset about it.
And you can't side with him because, like, he's 100% wrong the entire time.
Yeah.
And also, it's zero fun to watch. They take all these monsters out in the woods to these specific places, which aren't...
they're old, like, haunts,
they're
I guess?
Yeah, they're old haunts, which are not, like... and when they get there, it's not visually that interesting anyway.
Right.
And it's not a big reveal or, like, it's...
yeah.
There's no real
there's,
good
like,
set pieces.
There's, like, bits of, like, oh, they're, like...
in a park.
Yeah, it's a park. It's a nice park now. It's like the Death Trail, and it's like Death Trail Park.
Yeah.
And then, it's all like landscaped and shit.
And then the little bits that they do all suck.
They're
like,
not
none
fun.
Of the, yeah.
And then, so I think we mainly need to go to like the campfire stuff, because I think that's a true commentary on like, that's like
that's
where
it
really
gets it.
Into like grown-ups territory with like, oh, kids are coddled. They like... the vampire kids don't even catch mice anymore.
Yeah, it's the same tired thing. So anyway, they go through that whole thing. They go and then so they go through all the monsters, get to try out their scaring tactics, which are all very lame, unoriginal, and not funny. Then they get to the camp
where
Dracula learned to be Dracula, and there's a bunch of little tiny Dracula kids there, and there's all kinds of like comedy that you could do there,
right.
Like all kinds of stuff. But the movie decides to just be like, here's some random yelling, and it goes straight into like, kids are coddled.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we jumped off this giant tower
rickety
of death,
tower,
and we came
yeah.
alive. And now the kids don't have to do that, and they all seem to be doing just fine, except for like one of them. It's so on the nose that it's not even close to being funny. It's like, When I was little, we used to catch the mouse, and now they take the mouse and they put it on a T-ball thing.
Yeah.
Could you get more obvious?
Right. Can you get more literal?
Also, you're the generation who is doing that to the kids.
Yeah.
It's like every time he's like blaming the children for this, and it's like,
yeah,
you are the generation.
Right.
You did that. You jumped off those things, and then you are like, cool, my kids aren't going to do that because it's fucking dangerous and unnecessary.
Yeah, but then suddenly you see a different generation's kids and you're like, those kids are coddled.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you're
no.
the one who did it, dude. Yeah. They're not in charge.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's like,
so, I wanted to talk about how I think this movie is trying, like, after the scene we just saw mm-hmm. with, like, Mavis being like, you've let humans into your hotel, Dad, but have you let them into your heart?
Ooh, great line.
Deep cut.
Great, great line.
I think this movie is trying to, like, serve a real message, but it biffs it so hard that, like, it screws it up, basically.
It could use the racism
because it's basically an allegory for, like, racism and or, like, accepting
gays,
gay and LGBTQ people. It could be that and, like, mapped over the story.
Yeah.
But they mess it up at every turn.
Everything is messed up.
Yeah.
You can't expect them to handle such a heavy topic and present
but
a
there's
cool thing.
There's other animated films that have.
Yes, because that is done
Zootopia,
by that's done by intelligent people. This movie can't even get the movie part right.
Right.
It can't get the comedy part right. It can't get the interesting part right. So it has,
like,
no idea how to handle a tough subject
like
that.
It had a nugget of, like, something real, and it just blew it.
Yep.
With, like, bad jokes, stupid scenarios, and, like, not even really knowing where, like, what was going on or where it was going.
Yeah.
It's
honestly like they wrote this 30-minute plot, and then to fill in everything else, they're just like, this happens. There's no connection between any of these things. None of these ideas that we've come up with are funny. Nothing has been visually great. Like, at least in the first one, there's some cool visual stuff.
Right.
And this one is just kind of, it's a lot of darkness.
Yeah, and, like, the extent to which Dracula abuses his grandson is, like, not even funny.
It's scary.
It's like, scary.
You guys, there's the joke scene is he climbs the top of this rickety old tower that's, like, super tall.
Throws his grandson off
of it. And stands there forever,
like
a solid
like,
minute
he's gonna
of falling.
Fly. Yeah. He's gonna fly. He's gonna fly.
And you as an audience member are like, I can't laugh because that's a child that you threw
off.
I know
it's
that,
not
and even though
funny,
yeah, you know it's not going to die because it's an animated film.
Yeah, he like saves at the very last second. He saves his grandson, but like, it's why would we find that humorous? Like, it's not. I don't
understand if you were going to show like it doesn't have a good message towards kids.
Right.
I don't understand how kids would even find this interesting.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know. It has to be for really young kids, this movie, and even then, there's some like really boring stuff. There's a there's a dinner party scene that's only 30 seconds, but like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, ugh, where's this
right.
going?
And that's what I mean with, like, the stereotype stuff, because we see that, like, Mavis has stereotypes, like, thrust upon her with, like, the Halloween. They, like, set up her room, like, Halloween, like, with a weird, like, decoration
stuff.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I think that they handled well.
And Megan Mullally literally says, we know other mixed couples, so we invited them over to talk to you. And it's like, okay. Okay.
And they're like, you're going to love it here. People are really cool with our lifestyle. Yeah.
That was a map. And, like, you can tell that they were trying to, like, handle larger societal issues. But they just messed it up so badly.
Well, and that was the only time that they actually were, like, I felt like they had something there. When they opened up that door, you guys, for those of you who haven't seen the movie, and you probably shouldn't and won't, when they open up the door they go to their parents' house. On the left side, there's a bed for Johnny, and it's normal. On the right side, there's a bed for Mavis, and it's like covered in like cheap Halloween stuff.
Yeah,
it tries to mean well, but it doesn't know well, so it's kind of insulting to that person. And I'm like, all right. And then that scene when the other couples come over, and I'm like, okay, we got something.
Yeah.
And then boom, they have to fly back home to Transylvania to take care of the kid, and we lose all of that.
Lose all that traction.
Instead, the rest of the movie's filled with other stuff, and it sucks. So it did do, I do want to give a credit on that stuff.
Yeah.
It did well on that.
So shall we just like finish this?
Let's finish
this?
The rest of this movie, you guys. Oh man, I'm sorry that we are so angry.
I know. It's hard to enjoy.
Here's some fun music.
Buy me a thorn. up before you buy me a rose. Be covered in dirt before I'm covered in gold. He's trying it on, yeah, he's taking me off. Say what you want, but I won't ever be told. 'Cause I'm in love with a monster. Friends say I'm stupid and I'm out of my mind, but without you, boy, I'd be bored all the time. No, I don't really care for the same conversation. Got everything I need and I'd rather be chasing, chasing love with a monster. I'm
in love. Cool.
We just finished a movie that was an hour and 20 minutes.
And the whole last half hour could have just...
It was its own thing.
It just not happened.
It could have been like an episode of Hotel Transylvania, yeah, the TV show.
Right.
I don't know if we mentioned before, but it's mentioned that the great-grandfather, a.k.a. Adam Sandler's dad, Mel Brooks, is really against all humans and, yeah, hates all humans. And he shows up, and they're all worried that he's going to kill the humans, so they have to dress him all up.
Right.
And then in
they
the end,
they dress him up
though,
as monsters. Oh, God.
Yeah, and then he yells at Adam Sandler one time about allowing his daughter, his
granddaughter.
His granddaughter.
Yeah.
But, well, the main guy's great-granddaughter.
Yeah.
About having sex with a human, making a baby, and that's brought up one time. Then there's a big fight scene. And then he comes clean, and he likes the humans.
Yeah.
There's, like, no
In
arc.
The meantime, they lose Dennis. Like, Dennis leaves. The kid leaves the castle. And there's a manufactured threat of, like, this... I don't even know what those things are. Are they, like, gargoyles?
Just, yeah,
like,
they, like, the bat things that were hanging out with...
Bat things that were hanging with...
Vlad?
The... Yeah.
The great-grandfather?
The great-grandfather? I don't... Yeah. Like, and what causes Dennis's fangs to pop is he gets angry that his friend got, like, hurt.
And then it's so that's the main thing I want to talk about is how at the very end they really push that thing of, like, it's race at the end of, like, humans and vampires, they get along now,
yeah,
and there's no difference in that.
Yeah.
And then Adam Sandler's character, Dracula, was worried that he was human, you know, this entire time. And it doesn't matter because he gets what he wants in the end.
Right.
And the kid is a vampire. And
I think it would have been cooler to not have the kid become a vampire.
Yeah.
But, like, have them end up, like, staying at hotel.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you give him what he wants. We don't learn any lessons.
Yeah, no lessons have been learned at the end of this.
No. No lessons really have been learned. The movie's boring as hell. It's only 80 minutes. And it felt forever.
It felt like two movies.
It did.
It really did.
God, it was awful.
I wouldn't say, I guess, that nothing was learned, but the lesson was just like, all people are great, and it doesn't matter who you are. You're the best.
The same things that Adam Sandler complains about in his movies about how everyone's coddled.
Right.
You know who's fucking coddled? Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
Because he gets a fucking pass on making millions
movies,
of dollars on these shit movies. Off being talented for a short period in his life, just cruising off that. That's
Cruise
exactly what this.
For the rest of.
Oh, this one made me angry. Was not expecting that one.
I'm bummed because we were pretty jazzed about having another animated film.
Yeah.
And this was not the break that we were craving for.
Nope. Didn't get a break. Thought I saw my slight break and nope. Why don't you go ahead and take a look at your rankings and tell me where you're going to put Hotel Transylvania 2.
I'm going to put it in my number 17 slot, better than Bulletproof, but worse than Funny People. I really hated Funny People. We all know that.
Worse than Funny People,
better than
Bulletproof.
Better than Bulletproof.
What a weird position to be in.
Yeah. The original is a little above Funny People.
Okay. The sequel isn't as good. All right. So Marie's top five stay the same. From 1 to 5, we have The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Men, Women, and Children. Your bottom five, again, stay the same. From worse to even more worse. Little Nicky, 8 Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2, That's My Boy.
That's my list.
For me, I'm going to put this in at my 21 slot.
Wow.
That puts
even
it
lower.
That puts it below Going Overboard.
Oh.
And above The Youngest Nard. I'd rather watch this than The Youngest Nard. But at least when I watch Going Overboard, there was some sort of trying.
Yeah.
And it both of them don't know how to tell a story.
But, right. But there's some like delightfulness to the train wreck.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I wouldn't say fun to watch. Well, now looking back in time, it's one of the more enjoyable films to watch because you're like, look at young Adam Sandler giving it a try.
Right.
This movie's really, really bad, but whatever. This is like, this had tons of money. This had tons of people. So it didn't crack my top five, obviously. It didn't crack my bottom five.
Yeah, so Bacon's top five and bottom five remain the same. Top five are Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Men, Women, and Children. The bottom five are Little Nicky, Eight Crazy Nights, Grown Ups 2, Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, and That's My Boy.
That gets you every time. We have to read Grown Ups 2 in front of Grown Ups.
Yeah.
And me doing it's that alone funny. Has been worth it. All right. So, man, we are crawling along on these.
Yeah.
Next week, Marie, not a break.
Oh.
It's a movie I haven't seen, and you have The Ridiculous Six.
No, I have not seen it.
You have not seen The Ridiculous
no.
Six? I thought you said you saw that.
I watched 20 minutes of it.
Oh.
And I couldn't do it. So oh. I'm scared.
And you've watched so many shitty movies that you've made it through.
I know.
The only time that's ever happened with you and me is the first time we watched Jack and Jill. I don't think we made it the whole way through.
No, I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it was a struggle, though.
It was. So next week we have Ridiculous Six. Neither of us have seen it. It is one of the worst reviewed films that he has ever done.
Could it crack the bottom five?
Could it crack the bottom five? You'll have to tune in for next week. Oh, I forgot to say, should Adam Sandler stop? Yeah.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, please stop.